It is. The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Shout out to super producer and host Ryan Hickey holding it down for us on the board in New York City. And in everybody listening all over North America. You can tune in on the free Odyssey app. You can listen on SiriusXM 158. You can tune in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. Thank you so much to everybody listening on a smart speaker. All you have to do is ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. We've had a busy show. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. It's nice to be back. Couldn't speak on Friday. Couldn't talk on Saturday. Voice got slightly better yesterday. And today, here I am. Final hour of the show. And yes, I'll be back tomorrow, unless my voice goes to the toilet again, but I'm here. Hey, Hickey, how am I feeling? I've been able to make it through. I need more tea, but I've been able to make it.
You're sounding good so far. You're sounding good. Making it through. That's the most important thing today. First day back, right? Get the emotions again. Making it through to 10 o'clock, most important thing.
Is there such thing as a throat transplant? Does that exist?
I mean, with surgery these days, I'm sure it absolutely is possible.
I can get I can get a throat transplant, right?
You want to switch voices, you know? I'm here for you.
That would be weird, wouldn't it? What would we do? We freak out the whole office. What, if I sounded like you, you sounded like me?
That's true. That would not be good for you or your brand. That's for sure.
No. Well, we could, I don't know. The circuses are terrible things now. But we could join the circus.
We could.
Join the circus.
What would we show off? I guess you'd have a high-pitched voice.
You have a high-pitched voice?
I've heard that.
You think so? I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I hate the sound of my voice, so I try not to listen to it as much as I can.
Don't make me die, Hickey. Hold on. Keep talking. I got to drink some tea. Keep talking.
Okay,
keep talking.
Okay. Well, that's unfortunate what I've heard a lot of other people say about this voice box of yours truly. But, yeah, that would not be a good look for you, I think. So.
Nah. No. We could double up and hit the road. We could be a modern-day freak show. We could make more money than sitting here.
The lion tamer.
What?
Right, I was at the circus, the bearded woman.
You've seen a bearded woman before in your life?
I've seen that, but isn't that like part of the... I feel like that's always like kind of like when you're talking like the general thought of the circus, right?
The bearded woman.
The freak show I'm thinking about?
Ah, the carnival.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I don't think we do that anymore. When a guy screams, come one, call all, I got a bearded lady in the back.
Let's see here. Maybe you're
listen,
right.
Maybe I'm
it's
not,
this. Yeah, maybe it's a carnival versus.
It's a freak show.
Yeah, that is. You're right. Different
than
crowd.
The circus. Yeah. You take your kids to the circus not to see the bearded lady. But hell,
the
you
lions,
know what? If we
still got the Lions, I think.
The Detroit Lions.
Real lions.
Oh, real lions. No, that's not good either. No animals at the circus because it's abuse. Not nice. Okay.
Elephants are free too now.
Are they? I don't think so, right? No. I don't know.
Barnum
eliminated the circus for years.
Isn't the circus overall canceled?
Yeah, but they're bringing it back with no animals now, yeah.
Huh.
Listen, when I was a kid, people cared, but it was a big deal, you know? Circus is coming to town, and it's like, oh, but they mistreat the animals, and look at the space that they're in. And I mean, maybe one day we won't have zoos. You know, they're just like, the animals are dying. We'll let them die. I don't know. You can't have it all. 2024. We can let other things die, but we got to take care of the animals. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. A busy show. Busy show. Thank you to our guests that have come through and joined us. We had Trey Wingo come through. You have ESPN and SportsCenter. Well, now he's a host on the Alternate Route podcast with Kevin Frazier. He came on by. We had a great conversation with Ryan Harris, former Denver Bronco, current analyst on CBS Sports HQ. We had Ben Lieber join us. Ben Lieber, former Minnesota Viking, current analyst on KFAN out in the Twin Cities, gave us some insight with Kirk Cousins. He would not be surprised if Kirk Cousins moved on and kept things rolling for Minnesota. And I'm waiting to see where Kirk Cousins does, because Kirk Cousins, let's remember this, it was only a few weeks ago that Kirk Cousins wanted to talk about his discount that he'd be willing to give the Minnesota Vikings. As a matter of fact, let's listen to Kirk Cousins. This was from his end-of-the-season press conference. He was open to talking about taking less money for the right situation. Listen.
I think that God has blessed me financially beyond my wildest dreams. So at this stage in my career, the dollars are really not what it's about. I had a coach who I was with who was a younger coach at the time. This was back 8-9 years ago. And I was before my first franchise tag. And we were talking about the situation, and he made a great comment. And he said, Kirk, it's not about the dollars, but it is about what the dollars represent. And I thought that was an interesting comment that he made. So there will always be some of that. But to Dave's point, structure is probably more important.
How do you define structure?
Everything that isn't the dollars.
Oh, okay. Everything that isn't the dollars. So maybe Kirk Cousins, maybe the discount is true. Maybe it's a hometown discount for his wife, who's from Alpharetta, Georgia, which is north of Atlanta. There's no traffic. You get there in, I don't know, 25 to 30 minutes, depending on how fast you're going. Who knows? We'll see. Conversations about Kirk Cousins. Before we went to break, we talked about Justin Fields. It seems like the Pittsburgh Steelers aren't so hot on acquiring Justin Fields. They might want to go a more veteran route to give Kenny Pickett a chance and an opportunity to grab the bull by the horns. Well, if that happens to be true, then that means that, hey, someone like Justin Fields wouldn't be a member of the Steelers, because you would think if trading for him, you'd automatically want him to be QB1. A matter of fact, let's go back. This is Mike Tomlin at the end of the season talking about the chances and the odds that Kenny Pickett keeps his job.
You know, he will, but obviously there will be competition. There's always competition in this thing. We don't anoint anyone. Man, I'm appreciative of his efforts and where he is, and excited about continuing to work with him. But certainly, he will be challenged from a competition perspective moving forward. Competition brings the best out in all of us.
So it looks like they're going to have somebody compete. Let's also keep in mind that Arthur Smith is the new offensive coordinator for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Arthur Smith, very familiar with Ryan Tannehill. Makes all the sense in the world. Do you want to invest in Justin Fields? Whoever gets him is likely to get him on the cheap. Furthering any thought process of Kenny Pickett getting his chance and his opportunity, how about this? The general manager of the Steelers, Omar Khan, he spoke to the media and he said, look, when it comes to Kenny Pickett, I like him. Let's see.
I have full faith in Kenny. He's shown us some good things, and obviously there were some issues with the offense, and I'm excited about the impact that Arthur Smith's going to have on him. You know, Arthur's very optimistic about Kenny, and you know, I know they've communicated, and like I said, we'll have some strong competition there, and we'll see where it goes.
Hey, listen, I can't blame the Steelers for saying, hey, let's pump the brakes on this Justin Fields. Look, Justin Fields might end up in Washington. He might. Like, if I thought he was a perfect candidate. A perfect candidate to come through and join in with Atlanta. But that doesn't seem to be the case right now for him to, quote-unquote, return home. 855-212-4CBS. This 855-212-4CBS. Ben is calling from South Bend. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Ben.
Hey, JR. Love the show, you know. Just calling to see what you think about this trade that the Bears might be able to do. So, if I'm the Bears, I'm trading the number 9 pick and Justin Fields to the Patriots for the number 3 pick. And then the Bears are going to get Caleb Williams at 1. And assuming that the Commanders take Drake May at 2, they get the receiver from Ohio State, Marvin Harrison Jr. Bam. Combo for the future.
Well, help me out here. Help me out. Say that again from the beginning, because I was trying to shoot it down. I want to make sure I shoot it down appropriately. Go ahead.
So the Bears trade the number 9 pick.
Yes.
And the Bears trade the number 9 pick and Justin Fields to the Patriots for the number 3 pick, and the Bears are going to draft Marvin Harrison and Caleb Williams.
So why would the New England Patriots want to do that? Why would they want to go back and say, hey, we'll take Fields? And then they also lose a pick. They go back. Why would they want to do that?
Well, they would get, first of all, they get the one-year rental for Justin Fields. So if it doesn't work out, they don't have to re-sign him. And they'd also get that number 9 pick, where they'd still be somewhat in that range for maybe a Romo Dunze or Blake Neighbors. You know,
they pick third. So why would they give up an opportunity to get a quarterback that they can pay less money to, that probably has more upside? Like, that doesn't make sense for the Patriots to go backwards to bring in Justin Fields. It's not, hey, we got him for a rental. There's more implications that you might have missed out on a franchise QB. That's dangerous, Ben. It's dangerous.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying, it's dangerous. You don't touch your hands on the stove, do you?
No, I hear.
It's dangerous.
I'm saying from like a Bears perspective. Though,
but it takes two to tango. Hey, Ben, if you don't mind me asking, you're not married, right?
No, I'm 15 years old.
Okay, that's great. Well, listen, one day maybe. Do you want to be married one day?
That's the plan.
Okay, well, listen, if you get married to somebody, most of the time, like, y'all both have to agree to be married. It can't just be you or her who say, hey, I want to be married. It takes two to tango, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck. And how are your grades? Good?
Yeah. I mean, you know, freshman year of high school.
Oh, how's that going, freshman year? I remember mine. You enjoying it? It's halfway done, right? Almost done.
Yeah. It's awesome, you know.
All right. Well, if you need answers to any exams, anything, just call me, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you, Ben, for calling from South Bend. Love South Bend. I love South Bend. Shout outs to Notre Dame, everybody out there. Hickey, if he calls me, I can give him answers to his test, right? I can.
I mean, I guess as long as he's not in the classroom, right? I mean,
what do you do? What does a freshman in high school do? I don't even know. What do you do?
Like
algebra?
Yeah, algebra. I think earth science.
Rocks? You learn about rocks?
Rocks, absolutely.
Well, how many of these NFL guys – remember the guy on Thursday said he doesn't believe in the planets?
Tyler Owens from Texas Tech. That's right. Space does not exist.
Do you think – well, damn it, he went to college, so – oh, man. How the hell did he get to college? I think I know the answer.
I think I do, too. And I think also we know maybe why he may have skipped science class that day and how the – Earth was formed and what is actually beyond just, you know, 10 feet in front of us or 10 feet above us.
Hey, listen, I know I talked a lot last week about how this guy doesn't believe in other planets and et cetera. And I said he's a great NFL prospect. Great prospect. Doesn't believe in planets. And all he can do is play football. It's going to work out swimmingly for him. Man, what a bad sales job that is for Texas Tech, that you got this guy sitting up here. And it's not to say that he's, learning about, what is it, astronomy in school. But damn, Texas Tech must be giving away degrees and passing grades if this guy doesn't believe. A guy went to college and doesn't believe in the sun or the planets. That's ridiculous if you ask me. 855-212-4CBS. Lee is here from Baltimore. Hey, Lee, do you believe in Jupiter?
You said Jupiter?
Yeah, Jupiter, yeah.
I don't know about that one, you know, but it may be something out there, but unfortunately, in my lifetime, I probably would never know.
All right, hold on, Lee, hold on. Hickey, is it me? Doesn't he sound like he's calling from Jupiter?
He does, which is ironic that he's, I guess, not believing in it.
All right, hold on. Let's ask him about it. Lee, you believe in Mars, right?
Yeah, I believe in Mars. It seems like that's where we all kind of get.
Oh yeah. Well, you sound. Well, go ahead, make your point, Lee, because it sounds like you're calling from Mars. I just want to get your comment on. I got to hang up soon. Go ahead.
Let me put my helmet on real quick. Hold on.
Okay. Thank you, Robin Williams. Go ahead.
Okay, JR. Can you hear me clearly now?
No, but go ahead.
Man, I miss you, JR. The Paul. Okay, so Hickey, he would hold it down that Friday, but he threw something out there that kind of threw me off. And I'm like, I can't wait to ask JR this question.
Do it.
So I say to myself, I say, Ryan Hickey, he said he would trade Caleb Williams for Josh Allen. And I just couldn't stand him. Like, why?
Okay, well, Lee, let me have this conversation with him. And so you can hear, because the phone doesn't sound good, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Lee from Baltimore. Hickey, what the heck is that man talking about?
So I did on Friday talk about a trade proposal.
Right.
A little different than the one we just got a few minutes ago. It is 3 first-round picks, the number 1 pick of the Bears, number 9 pick of the Bears, a 2025 first-round pick of the Bears.
What?
Those 3 to Buffalo. 4, Josh Allen. What'd you say, JR?
You want to trade Josh Allen from the Buffalo Bills to the Chicago Bears?
I would if I was Buffalo, yes. I would say yes to that trade.
That man is like, he's an icon in the city. I know he hasn't won, but he's an icon in the city.
Oh, and I mean, not,
there's
not
a bunch
dying.
Of... There's also a financial reasons. Like, why you want to pick up a guy who's making, what does he make, about 45, 47 per? Like, why you want to do that?
If you're the Bears, I mean, you'd have the best QB in the conference. You say, I'm high on Caleb Williams, but you can't say that even day one of week one, 2024, you have the best QB. But you could absolutely say that if you have Josh Allen.
Yeah, but you don't believe that's going to happen, man.
Oh, I mean, do I know? I don't. I'm not sitting here telling you that's going to happen. But in terms of options, like if you're the Bears at number one, right? We heard it's either you keep Fields and trade number one, or you trade Fields and keep number one. Well, I want to put a third option out there that I think makes sense for both.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, at least you understand and know that it's not reality, right? That's like what's not reality. I don't know. It's like me.
To some space.
Who? What?
So you ask, what's now reality? I said, for some space in the planets.
Well, Owens from Texas Tech. It's not reality. Yet, not reality is me waking up tomorrow next to Rihanna. Like, it's not happening. And so why even bother thinking about it, right? Isn't that logic?
Yes, but I like, well, it won't happen. Do I think it's that, what's crazier, you in bed with Rihanna or this trade going down? I would say the former there.
Help me. You calling me a loser?
No. I'm just saying that the odds, just playing the numbers.
She got a baby and she got a, I don't know, they're married. She got a relationship.
She does, which is why I don't think, unfortunately, you have a chance. Something against you. She is a taken woman.
Oh, damn. Well, listen, that hasn't stopped some people before now, has it?
No. You are right about that.
Don't people out here cheat, right?
A lot of people now. It's like in vogue.
Oh, good job. I think your trade and me and Rihanna, I think they're on equal footing. Not happening. We'll see.
Never Josh say Allen never, will, some said.
What?
Never say never.
Yeah, I'm not saying Josh Allen, he's going to finish his career with Buffalo, but I see zero circumstance where he moves. So I agree with our caller, Lee from Baltimore via Mars, that, that ain't happening. We can wish and dream. Like Caleb Williams is going to end up a Bear. Justin Fields is going to end up on a team where he's probably going to sink as he moves towards being a backup QB. And Josh Allen, he's going to still try to swear up and down, try to figure out a way to get past Patrick Mahomes. I think all of that is a little bit more likely. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break on the other side. Something has taken place that you could have said for a long time was unlikely. It looks like college athletes, a couple college basketball players, looks like they're forming or at least agreed to form a union. I'm going to explain. Yeah, pigs are flying all over the place. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Well, anytime you want to listen to the show, it's easy. You can take it everywhere. The free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You don't have to ride around in your car. You don't have to turn on the radio. Yeah, we're available on so many of your local affiliates, but you don't have to just get in a car. Just put it on your phone. And then, boom, CBS Sports Radio pops right up. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We talked about some things that are extremely unlikely to happen. Like, I don't know. Hickey, what's unlikely? Oh, Josh Allen being traded to the Bears. That's unlikely. And then also, yeah, me, ending up with Rihanna tomorrow. Highly unlikely. In a few seconds, I'm going to tell you about something that took place today in the world of college basketball. It has nothing to do with the hardwood, but it has everything to do with the player's ability to make more money. And speaking of the hardwood, we know that we're gearing up for March Madness. We've had an opportunity to talk about Caitlin Clark, you know, earlier on in the show. But we do have some games that have gone final tonight. You know, Purdue just beat Illinois to claim the Big Ten title, beat them 77-71. And then over here, I see that Florida, the Gators, beat Alabama 105-87. Now, some news that did come down the pipe earlier today, and we've heard this has been in the works for quite some time, it's that we have Dartmouth basketball players, they have voted to unionize. Like, they're trying to pretty much say, regardless of what you, the NCAA, or you, our university, say, like, you'll treat us like employees. You need to pay us like employees. You can look at compensation as being a scholarship, but when you think about the monopolization of their time and how they set forth particular rules, they have voted to unionize. Now, this might be kind of fought for years and go through appeals process and legal process. This may take 5 to 10 years, but eventually, I think players across the country are going to eventually be looked upon as employees. I want you to listen to Sportico sports law expert Michael McCann. He talked about this on Sportico. Listen.
It's huge. Evan, this is the moment where college athletes are not only employees, but they're members of a union. And it's fair to say if Dartmouth players who do not receive athletic scholarships, who are not part of what many would say is a major program, are employees, it really sets the precedent that we will see certainly other athletes in the Ivy League and athletes at other private colleges, which are governed by the law here, the National Labor Relations Act, we're going to see them petition to be recognized as employees and unionized. So this is the start of a wave. And I think this is something that is going to be really interesting to see play out in terms of employment rights and also how schools respond, how the NCAA responds. Do they declare Dartmouth is ineligible for sports? We'll see. And will schools convert teams to club teams? I mean, there are all sorts of possibilities ahead.
Oh, man. Hey, look, if the schools start screaming poverty, like, we need to do something about that. And that's what they're going to do. They're going to say, oh, man, we have to pay the players, and now we don't have money to support other programs. They're going to come up with every reason in every way possible to keep the players from making money. It's going to happen. Yes, they can make money off of NIL deals and name, image, and likeness and marketing. They are going to fight them tooth and nail for years to make sure that they don't get a piece of the larger pie. That is ultimately the last domino to fall. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Arkansas and talk to Jeff. Jeff, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on?
Hey, how's it going? Hey, flipping it back just to the NFL for a few minutes. I got three scenarios for my Colts. Curious which one you think is best case and which one you think, I guess, would be more likely out of the three. But
okay, let's go.
15, hoping and praying Brock Bowers slides down to us, take a tight end, instead of rotating tight ends in and out, we get a bona fide Sam Laporta to change the offense. Number two, dress the cornerback position, Terrion Arnold, best Bama corner. I think he's more likely to be there. But back to scenario one, I'm hoping we could possibly address the corner with Marshawn Lattimore in free agency. That way, the Brock Bowers move may
Marshawn from the sense. You want to get him from the Saints?
Yeah, rumors are out there they're willing to part ways with him. So, and we got the cap to spend with AR being on the rookie deal. So why not jump on the opportunity?
So what are you asking me, Jeff? You said a lot.
So number three. Last one.
There's more. Go ahead. I'm already lost at two. Go ahead.
AJ Brown, you know he got traded to Philly for the first round pick. I'm hearing he may be disgruntled a little bit. He could reunite with Shane Steichen and Indy, and we give up our 15th, and Philly gets their first round pick.
You think that Philly? You think Philadelphia is already going to dump out AJ Brown already?
Well, I don't think they're dumping him. They get the cheap option, kind of like what Tennessee did. They can get Brian Thomas Jr. at 15 on a rookie deal instead of paying AJ Brown, who potentially may not want to be there.
I don't think so. That might be one of those draft deals that pops the day of the draft, the night of the draft, that everybody go, oh my God, I can't believe that they traded for AJ Brown. They've already flipped him. You know, given his contract, I don't find that to be something that's likely. But look, if it happens on draft night, hey, you call me up and say, hey, JR, it came true. And I'll say, hey, yes, it did.
I will do it.
Well, knock yourself out. But let me tell you something, Jeff. I'm not all that high on the Colts, okay? I'm not all that particular. I see a team that needs to figure out what their quarterback can do and if he can stay healthy. That's first and foremost. I have no necessarily qualms or issues about whether or not their defense can keep them in games. I think what they did last season was quite surprising, in all honesty, knowing that Anthony Richardson was hurt. I give him credit for that. But I don't care what they do at 15 because, A, I think they need to protect him. I think, B, they need to get him additional weapons. But if he can't stay healthy, that's all I'm looking at with the Colts. That's it. That's it.
So I think they learned their lesson with Andrew Luck about the rushing and the injury. So I think they're going to go down that path again. And
well,
we're talking about adding the weapons on the draft. So,
but they brought in a quarterback who looks like he wants to play like he's a Swiss tank. He just wants to run everything and everybody over. And so I hope that he's learned his lesson moving into the second year. If I have to draw by any indication, whether from the organization or him, I'm not so sure that he's, quote unquote, learned his lesson. We got to see. Only time will tell. Hey, Jeff, thank you for calling from Arkansas. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
No doubt about it. Hey, Hickey, what do you want them to do at Philly? You're a Colts fan. What the hell do you want them to do? I don't care. He needs help, Anthony Richardson.
Agreed, which is why I want your guy from Georgia, Brock Bowers. Deep receiver drafts, you can get him one later on. He's one of those guys that tight end, you could argue, is like the most undefendable position. Too fast, you know, for a linebacker, too big for a safety. If you get a good tight end like Travis Kelce, we see it's an ultimate mismatch. You can get a guy like Brock Bowers, who was uncoverable, who's athletic, out of Georgia, could block well. Sign me up. Let's go. Let's get nuts here.
Let's get nuts. We'll see if he's still available at 15. I don't know if he's going to last that long, but we will certainly find out. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Before we do anything, I need to let you know about the Defensive Player of the Week. Just the Player of the Week, sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. Bobby Portis, last night, 14 points in the fourth quarter. The Bucks beat the Clippers 113-106. Portis, 28 points total, 16 rebounds, a season high. The first player this year to drop 25 points and 15 rebounds at least and do it off of the bench. Milwaukee, I guess this is good for Doc Rivers. They have won 6 games out of the All-Star break. No more jokes for Doc Rivers. Not now, at least. People will wait until the playoffs. And for the Clippers, damn it, we know Russell Westbrook. This man got a broken hand. We'll talk about Russell Westbrook and his broken hand. We're going to get into more of your calls. We'll talk more NFL. And then I need to let you know about somebody's birthday today. And I also need to let you know about something that took place this day in sports history. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, Hickey, that's one of my favorite things to hear ever. Ever. Have we played that before here on the new shift? Have we?
Maybe not the new shift.
Yeah.
First time in a while.
Yeah. I told Shep in the old shift, I'm sure Shep is somewhere around here listening. I said, hey, hi, Shep, by the way. Nice seeing you. It was nice to see Shep last week. It was nice to see you. What happened? I came to New York and did I breathe the air and then my voice went to the toilet? Is that what happened?
I tried to warn you when you came up here. I said, oh, boy, you're leaving the warm weather of Atlanta to come up here to the cold of New York City. And you said, I could use, I believe the exact words were, I could use a little bit of cold air. And
yeah, I don't mind the cold.
Maybe not.
Yeah, but my voice was a little sore even a couple of days before. And I guess the travel just kind of put the whole kibosh on it. But we'll see. Look, I was able to make it through this show. You know, voice a little raggedy here at the end, but I've been able to make it through. And so, yeah, anyway, what the hell? What am I talking about? Oh, that guy. Hey, I will let you know this as well, Hickey. Not that I'm planning on falling off the face of the earth into another planet. I told Shep I'm going to need that played at my funeral. So I'm just letting you know that as well, okay? If something, God forbid, something happens, make sure that gets played, okay?
I will have it ready to go if the worst case happens. Always
listen,
gotta
man,
be prepared.
Well, I don't want you standing there playing to put. You're going to produce my funeral?
Well, I'd have to be involved, right? I mean, if you want the audio played, I got to talk to somebody.
Well, email it to some. Make somebody else do it.
Oh, okay. I was going to step up, you know, in a time of need, in a time of mourning.
I was going to say I want it played on repeat for like, I don't know, 30 seconds.
Okay. We can make sure it's looped so everyone gets the message.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I think there's quite a few people who have now heard it, so it'll happen. You're not his, you lose customers. I like that. Makes me feel good about myself. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, somebody that should feel good about themselves, maybe, maybe not, it's Justin Fields. Yeah, nobody wants him. I'm exaggerating, but really, nobody really wants him. He turns 25 years old today. Happy birthday to Justin Fields. He was born this day, March 5th, 1999. So when everybody else was worried about Y2K, Justin Fields, he didn't know what the hell was going on. He wasn't thinking about his VCR, his bank, nothing. He wasn't even a year old. Congratulations. Happy birthday, 25 years to Justin Fields. Also, if I go back even further than that, if I go back 14 years on this day in sports history, March 5th, 1985, one of the greatest goal scorers that the NHL has ever seen decided to go ahead and drop 50 more goals. This was his 50th goal. Let's show some love to this man, Mike Bossy of the New York Islanders. He dropped his 50th goal, becoming the first NHL player to score 50 goals in 8 consecutive seasons. And if he didn't have a back injury, he might have picked up some more. He actually had 9 consecutive seasons of 50 goals. Let's listen to this news report. Let's go back to 1985.
On Tuesday at the Nassau Coliseum in Long Island, the Islanders scoring machine Mike Bossy became the first player in NHL history to score at least 50 goals in 8 consecutive seasons. Bossy scored a pair of goals against Philadelphia. There's his 50th. Not pretty, but it's in the net.
It ain't easy. Unfortunately for the Islanders, they didn't win the Stanley Cup again. I guess 4 times was only enough of the Oilers. They were able to pick up that Stanley Cup, that season, that year in 1985. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Jack is here from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's going on, Jack?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, JR, man. I wanted to ask you, do you think Russell Wilson is going to retire and walk away from the game? And also my second
Wait. Let's answer that one first. No. And I got a question for you in response.
Okay.
Why would he leave? Now.
He might feel like it's the end of the road. I don't think no teams might be interested at that Sean Payton situation, all the drama and what was falling out.
Oh, no, Jack. Come on. This man, regardless of what you feel about him or how anybody feels about him, he is a quarterback that has won a Super Bowl. He is experienced. He is a veteran. If I have to think about options and players who are available, Russell Wilson is not the worst of the bunch. And from his perspective of walking away, I don't see that. He's talked about playing into his 40s. Is that going to happen? I don't know. I don't think he's going to be no starter into his 40s. But I'll say this. He's proud. And why at this stage of his life? Unless he's just going to say, oh, I'm going to be the best businessman and father, and it's certainly on brand for him. But from a professional perspective, for a man who has Hall of Fame aspirations, I can't see Russell Wilson failing out of Seattle and then failing out of Denver and saying, I'm gone. And then also, oh, yeah, by the way, walking away from all of the money that's coming his way. He ain't leaving.
Okay.
And what's the second thing? Go ahead.
The second question, do you think Caitlin Clark is the best female shooter of all time?
Oh, I mean, based on the shots that I've seen her take, I don't know why I'd say no. I mean, who am I going to compare it to, Sabrina Ionescu? I mean, it's only been over the past 4 or 5 years that we have just women's basketball players taking these shots, and it's only been about 10 years that we've had males and men taking these shots in both the NBA, and you don't even see these shots necessarily on the college side. So, look, I'm not going to sit here and tell you, oh, man, I was watching women's college basketball, looking at, you know, I don't know, Cheryl Swoops and Cheryl Miller in the early 90s and late 80s. But the fact of the matter is, how could I not say yes when you got a woman who's pulling up from half court?
You're right.
Well, thank you, Jack. What you eating?
No, I'm drinking my Pepsi, man. I ain't eating nothing, man. I like to have some crab cakes, man. Come to Baltimore and get some crab cakes.
I've had crab cakes, and I've eaten many things in Baltimore. Thank you, Jack.
All right, man.
All right, thank you. Hickey, you had them crab cakes. Maybe you can go pick some up. You're a little bit closer than me.
I'm not a big seafood guy, so.
No, you allergic?
No, I just don't like the taste, don't like the smell.
No sea fish? You don't eat fish?
No, the only thing I eat seafood-wise is mussels.
Oh, you like mussels?
I do like mussels.
Particular sauce that you care for?
No, white or red. Either one works for me. No
okay,
preference.
All right. Okay, a little sophisticated. It won't have no fish, just have the mussels, little moles. Okay.
So I'll leave the crab cakes for you. More for you to enjoy.
Well, I love crab cakes. I love seafood. That's seafood I eat. I love it all. Anyway, hey, happy birthday to Justin Fields. Hickey, we've gone through a lot. Have we missed anything? I don't think we missed anything tonight, did we?
No, not today. We have hit it all. It's a lot to cover, and you did a good job in 4 hours.
Hey, we had amazing guests. Thank you to Ben Lieber, Minnesota Vikings. He played, and now he's an analyst. He came through, and he joined us. Ryan Harris, he came through, and he joined us. Played for the Broncos, and now is on CBS Sports HQ. And then we had a great conversation with Trey Wingo. And then for our last caller from Baltimore, yeah, earlier on in the show, we talked about Caitlin Clark. And so tomorrow I'll be back and we'll be giving you a new top six list, which we always do. And you know what? Just for the hell of it, just because I want to hear Russell Wilson one more time, because Russell Wilson did mention about, you know, he's leaving Denver, and he said everything but let's ride. And so for the humor of just me and maybe someone else, here, Russell Wilson, at least we don't have to hear this crap anymore with the Broncos. Listen to this.
Let's ride. Let's ride.
Broncos.
Let's ride.
Perfect. Okay. One more time. Broncos country, let's ride.
Broncos country, let's ride. Broncos country, let's ride. Broncos country, let's ride. Broncos country, let's ride.
Yeah, I know exactly where he's going to be riding next. And Russell Wilson is going to be riding on to the next team. And unlike the caller who asked, no, Russell Wilson is not retiring. He's not leaving. He's not leaving $80-plus million on the table. Would you retire with that money left there? What would Ciara do, his wife? Think she'd stick around with him making a dumb decision like that? I wouldn't think so. Listen, folks, if you missed a minute of the show, if you missed Trey Wingo, if you missed Ryan Harris, if you missed Ben Lieber, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app, and you can listen to the show at any point, any time of the day. You can find me online everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief. Thank you so much to Ryan Hickey. Thank you to everybody tuned in all across North America. The JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. It is a wrap, but don't move. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Bart Winkler coming up next.